I'm just trying to get back into it. You know, it was fun meeting everybody. Everybody has a great attitude, and everybody was friendly, and it's an exciting place to be right now.
So, Rex, you turned 35 a few days ago. Is that when you got the call on your birthday, or have you been in contact with the team? When did they first contact you?
Yeah, everything pretty much went through my agent, and it was kind of like a hold tight situation for a couple weeks, and then I got a call at about 7:30 a couple nights ago. It's like, can you come tonight? And I was like, what? I'm not even close to my house, so I got in yesterday morning early, and I got a workout in and signed the deal this morning.
What do you bring to this team? Obviously, knowing Kyle's offense from the days with him in Houston and then in D.C., what do you bring to this team right now at this particular point?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how I can just help this team no matter what it is. Just be a positive influence on the team and compete, one, first step. And the second step, if needed in any situation, be able to step in and play well and help the team win. So it's pretty simple. It's not just talk. I want to be a positive influence on the team and come in and play well when needed.
Could you get ready to play by next Thursday if they need you?
Coach? Yeah, I can play right now. I'm ready to roll. But I think the plan is to play the fourth game. So that's what I'll do. You know, that's my goal, and I'll be ready to roll.
What was it like meeting some of the guys and meeting Matt Ryan in the quarterback meeting today?
Quarterback room, everybody was really cool. Got to know Sean, TJ, and Matt, and they were welcoming and fun to be around for the day. And our quarterback coach, Matt LaFleur, and Kyle Shanahan, the offense coordinator, I've known for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty familiar with what they expect at a quarterback, so trying to fill that role and compete and do what I can.
What happened in Cleveland last year at the end? I know that was
They went with two quarterbacks. They drafted Johnny Manziel, and they had the starter in Brian Hoyer, and they just needed the roster spots, and I came in late, so didn't work out at the end of training camp. That's how that worked out.
And your relationship, could you speak a little bit more to your relationship with Kyle and how you guys have hit it off, where he trusts you to come in and be able to maybe help his team?
Right, well, when I left the Bears, that was kind of a situation where I wanted to kind of reset my game, and I was picked up by the Texans, and he was the coordinator there. And I was able to watch Matt Schaub, and when he was playing really well, and they had the number one offense in the league with Kyle as the coordinator, and I just allowed me 1 year to really watch and play a different way, and was able to pick up the offense pretty well. And then I was brought to Washington with Kyle, so I competed my ass off there and tried to do exactly what they wanted me to do, and I think he's got a pretty comfortable feeling that I know exactly what he's trying to do, and that I'm going to compete and try to get things done when he calls the play. So I've been with him 6 years, so I feel like I've got a good sense of what he expects a quarterback to run his offense and what it's supposed to look like.
I know your last couple of years in D.C., they had Griffin and Cousins.
Right.
So there were, your role there was sort of defined considering where those two were drafted. But
here,
there's thought that you could be one hit away from getting in there, if something were to happen to Matt.
Yeah.
Do you view it that way, or is it too early at this point to really tell? What is the mindset? I know you said any way you can help the team, but what is the mindset as you come in and know this offense probably better than the other three?
Yeah, I'm just going to try to compete and let the chips fall where they may. I'm not going to set any limits for myself either way. So I'm just going to go in and try to go compete and help the team win if needed, and there's really no real answer for that other than to just try to take care of my business and let everything else work itself out.
Rex, you said you were kind of surprised by the call. Was there any part of you that thought there were going to be no more NFL calls?
You never know what people's intentions or what they think of you, but I know I could still play. I know I got a couple more years left in me, and I'm a competitor, so I was frustrated a little bit, but I got my chance. I'm ready to roll with it, and it's rejuvenating, and I'm excited.
What's your first impression of Dan?
Great guy. Everybody says he's a great guy. When I met him, he's got a way about him that you gravitate to as a player. I'm real impressed.
Can you speak to the weapons that are here? In your past stops, you guys have had maybe yeah. one really you know, stud receiver, and then yeah. you know, some other guys were here, and there are multiple guys that can catch the football.
Yeah, it's hard to compare teams, but I know this team has a lot of talent, and it's a high-powered offense with a lot of weapons, and I know this system's going to marry the two really well, so you know, I think the season's looking pretty strong, you know, from my point of view. After being here one practice, it just looks like everything's, you know, coming together pretty well for everybody, you know, with Matt Ryan and Julio. I feel like they already get the offense, and they're so impressive, and they work well together, and everyone else is just really talented as well. So I've been impressed with everybody I've been around.